It is 7:50. I'm David Fair, and the Ann Arbor Film Festival is underway, the 53rd edition, and things have been going well. Joining me now is the executive director of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins. He's here for this week's special edition of Cinema Chat.
That's right. Well, as the Ann Arbor Film Festival was up and starting on Tuesday, my wife Deb and I, who runs the Ann Arbor Arts Alliance, were in Washington, D.C. for Arts Advocacy Day. We were there with about 550 other folks from around 48 states, not quite all 50 were represented, going to our congresspersons and senators to talk to them about the arts. We went to a White House briefing, and it was quite an interesting thing.
$149 million has been earmarked for the National Endowment for the Arts, and you're asking for more.
Well, yes. And when I was working at the National Endowment for the Arts, when it was under severe attack in 1991, the budget was $170 million, and now it's below $150. And inflation would put that number at about $250.
So, as a matter of investment, for every one federal dollar that is spent on arts programs, 9 non-federal dollars come back. So if you could get that return on your private investment, you'd be very happy.
Right. And there's lots of other issues. There are tax issues, IRA rollovers, which affect all charities. There's arts and education, which is a rather sophisticated kind of thing. So that there's many issues that a government, whether it's a federal government, state government, local government, does in terms of the arts. But it was very interesting.
Norman, if you want to see a picture of Russ in the Washington Post, you can do that as well.
Russ and Deb. And Norman Lear gave a really, the guy that did All in the Family, and Good Times and Jeffersons and Sanford and Son, 92 years old, very, very spry, very bright guy. He was introduced by Common, the rapper, and they talked about some rappers, 7 different well-known hip-hop artists that got together and did a tribute to Norman Lear a few weeks ago out in California, because his shows were so impactful to these folks that they were literally transformational. And it was just a huge reminder of the magic of the arts, the transformational dynamics in terms of shifting people's minds and images of themselves and society and our place in the world. It was a remarkable deal.
What better segue than to start talking about the Ann Arbor Film
That's
Festival?
That's right. It is going on, opened on Tuesday, continues today. Tasha Todd Dean is going to be the Penny Stamps lecturer, and she's a film artist as well as a visual artist, and she's got a couple of programs that are playing in special screenings today. There's a lot of competition screenings, so if you go to those, you're going to see a lot of short films. There'll be animated films, there'll be documentary films, there'll be experimental films, and you might like some, you might not like some. They're going to show Tron, because one of the themes...
The Jeff Bridges film?
Yeah, it's the midnight film on Saturday at the State Theater, and they're showing it because they're doing a lot of retrospective work on computer interface with motion pictures. And now computers started being used with computers in the late 1950s. Tron is actually one of the first commercial films that extensively used computer animation, to the point that it was not considered valid for any Oscar nominations because they cheated by using computers, which is funny to think about.
Times have changed, yeah.
Absolutely. But there's a program of regional films that is going to show on Sunday. So those are Michigan, Northern Ohio films. And besides the computer animation, they're spending a lot of time paying tribute to George Manupelli, the guy who started the festival back in 1963. He passed away last year, and George was quite an artist, quite a filmmaker, quite an inspirational guy. So there's lots
and
to
smiling
see.
Smiling from above on the legacy that is the continuing Ann Arbor Film Festival.
That's absolutely true. So starting usually just before noon, screening starts, going late at night, and into, about midnight every day, and then there's an after party every night. So lots to go
see. Check it out. It really is one of the cultural treasures in our region.
Absolutely. The opening at the Michigan Theater after the Ann Arbor Film Festival closes is an Italian film called Human Capital, and it's about a cyclist who's run off the road by a careening SUV the night before Christmas Eve. And as the details emerge about this event, this difficult event, event, maybe not quite tragic, but a difficult event, the lives of a well-to-do, privileged family intertwine with a struggling to keep their comfortable middle-class life together family in very, very interesting ways. And the Washington Post said this, with its style lines and creamy production values, Human Capital combines the luxurious look of luxury wish fulfillment fantasy with the stinging critique of capitalism's excesses and psychic costs. So, again, if a film makes it out of a country into release in the United States, you can almost guarantee that it's an excellent film, Human Capital, plays for just a few days early next week. Now, It Follows opens on Friday at the State Theater, and this is actually produced by a Michigan woman who ran the production labs for Sundance for many, many years, a woman by the name of Rebecca Green. It's called It's Followed, and it's getting a really wide national release. It was a film festival darling all fall and winter. It played both the Toronto Film Festival and the Sundance Film Festival. And it's about a 19-year-old woman who in the fall should be worrying about schools and boys and weekends. At the end of her summer, a seemingly innocent sexual encounter turns very bizarre because she's plagued by nightmares and visions and people that are haunting her. Come to find out, she's the victim of an STD, a sexually transmitted demon. It's a very interesting premise, a really extremely well-reviewed and very twisting horror film. But anyway, this is definitely worth checking out. The buzz on it, the festival buzz on it was really great.
It's really hard to find a good horror film anymore. So, you know, like the genre, this is a good one.
It's not all blood and guts. It's in the mind.
Right,
and
that's, which is the best kind of
exactly.
horror film.
So It Follows plays the State Theater and opens on Friday. A week from Friday, we're opening a very much anticipated film called Woman in Gold, and it stars Helen Mirren.
Say no more.
That's right. it's about the 60-year-old a woman whose family's painting, Klimt painting, was stolen by the Nazis. We'll talk about this more next week, but put it on your calendar to go check out.
Well, what are the big major commercial releases this week?
Get Hard, which is...
I want to point out, means Get Tough.
That's get tough, exactly. Will Ferrell, who's been accused of fraud, he's a hedge fund manager, is about to go to jail, and he runs into this guy, African-American guy, the hilarious comedian
Kevin Hart,
who's... he's a small-time businessman, you know, hard-working guy. For some reason, Will Ferrell thinks that he's spent time in prison. and Kevin Hart's character goes, well, if this fool's going to pay me to get him in shape, I'll take his money.
Right.
And come to find out, their relationship actually deepens. They find out who each other is at the core, as Will Ferrell is this just scared-to-death guy, afraid to go to prison.
So what you can expect is a very silly movie. Going to have a lot of times where you're laughing out loud.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll get great reviews. But
probably not.
Anyway.
But it's going to appeal to those who are already fans.
that's
for
right.
sure.
A animated film, computer animated, features a lovable guy from another planet by the name of O-H. he's trying to he was sent off from his old planet, and he finds friends on Earth, and they all learn from each other. So Steve Martin and Rihanna, Jennifer Lopez are some of the voices in this thing. So,
well, there are certainly choices, but we certainly also want to take occasion to tell you, get out, and if you really want to do something good for yourself and for the community, go check out the 53rd Ann Arbor Film Festival.
That's right. We're going to do a couple of their films in Cinetopia in June, but you can check out the festival going on right now.
Thank you so much for your time, Russ Collins. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another installment of Cinema Chat that you find only on 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from the Ann Arbor Film Festival.